Well, hello everyone. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to discuss, a question you'd like to pose, we'd love to hear from you right now. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good as always in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the holiday blues that many people suffer around Christmas time for various reasons, a number of reasons. You know, my mom, for example, her husband of the past 7 years just recently passed away, and it's going to be a tough time for her as she handles the holiday. So it's, you know, there's a lot of people in that position, and holidays is not a joyful time for them. It's not a merry time. It's not a time to celebrate. There are folks that have just really tough family situations, you know, the relationships between, you know, fathers and sons, daughters and mothers can be tense, and so folks don't look forward to those tense moments. So, you know, they get a little down during this time of the year, and we want to spend this week, and we have spent this week, talking about some ways that we can really take a fresh look at Jesus Christ and to see this from his perspective. And our verse for the day is out of Romans chapter 12, and I think this is just one of the most important verses in all of the Bible. It's Romans 12:2, and it says this: do not be conformed to this world. I tell you, when we get down, when our emotions are emotions of fear or anger or self-pity, or just we feel lonely and isolated, boy, the patterns of the world look good to us. And we think, hey, if I just do this, then maybe I'll feel a little better.
Yeah.
Well, here's a verse saying, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And boy, when we get down, guys, we sure need to have our minds renewed. We need some fresh thinking, and here's a verse that really points us in that right direction, isn't it?
Yeah, Bob, you know, as you look at this passage and you kind of get the gist of what Paul is saying, I mean, you know, the previous verse talks about presenting your body to God, and the following verse talks about not thinking too highly of yourself. So, you know, to me, that describes what can happen when you got a lot of relatives together, you got family members together, maybe they haven't seen each other in a while, emotions are running high, there's conflict, there's hurt feelings from last time. You know, all of that is happening, and you say, well, how do I navigate this? How do I walk through this? And I think this whole package of verses here, verses 1, 2, and 3 here, really help us. Number one, walk into the situation presenting yourself to God and presenting your body to God. That means even the mouth, presenting our mouths to God, presenting our ears to God, being quick to listen to other people, slow to speak. And then it says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. So this is what the will of God is. You know, it describes the will of God here as something good and acceptable and perfect. But what does he mean? Well, the will of God is that we present ourselves to God and say, God, I can't handle this situation. The holidays are so tough. Last year, I really blew it. I lost my cool. I flew off the handle. God, I don't want that to happen again, but I'm giving the situation to you, and I'm presenting myself to you, and I'm not going to go into this family setting thinking more highly of myself than I ought to. In fact, I'm going to have a proper view of myself, a person who is dependent, a person who needs to trust you through this.
Yes, indeed. Richard, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I love that you set this up with real problems. I mean, we're not just talking about people who are running around down in the mouth. This is real stuff. People have tough things to deal with. And like Andrew said, you can either be buried by them, or you can do what Paul talks about here, present ourselves to God, let our minds be transformed, and then we think properly.
Yes.
And when that happens, when you have the proper thinking, then you can deal with the stuff that's going on. If it's job related or death in a family or just whatever it is, these are real circumstances. And this season of the year gives us a chance to be thankful in those situations without worrying about being thankful for those situations. Yeah. Because it's Jesus and not me.
You know, one of the situations that I see in a lot of people, you know, we come to the end of the year, and boy, 2017 has just flown by. And in many respects, it seems like we just started. So whenever you start a fresh year, a new year, you have new goals, new hopes, new excitements. And then as the year winds down, you start to reflect and you look back and you start to say, well, I should have done more. I could have done more. I didn't reach this goal. I didn't reach that goal. And all of those failures, so to speak, begin to weigh heavy on the mind. And then you begin to react. And that's those sort of things can get you down as well. And that's why we need this fresh perspective. That's why during this time of the year, we really need to know this verse and to practice this verse. Allow Christ's Spirit to renew our minds with truth that will set us free to see things from God's perspective. And, you know, if you're a child of God, Christ lived through you this year. Man, that's a wow. Yeah, that's an unbelievable truth. Christ lived through you, doing things that you probably didn't even really pay close attention to, but God was doing his thing through you. So just step back, relax, rejoice, thank God, allow him to renew your mind, and you will, I know, approach this season with a new perspective altogether.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and me. And last night we had the opportunity as a staff to get together, Bob, at your home. You and Gina hosted that, and it was a wonderful time together. And, you know, I think as we looked around just looked at the faces of all of those present, including all of the staff members, of course, and their spouses and children, it's just a wonderful thing to see the dedication of all these who have been on this staff for so many years, just steadfastly proclaiming the truth of God's word and supporting those of us who are on the air every day. So it was just a wonderful time. And I thank you and Gina for hosting.
We had a great time, and that was a lot of fun. And folks out there, as far as our staff is concerned, everybody that's here except for one, and that's my son Coleman, and he doesn't have this opportunity yet. Everyone else here has been here 10 years or more. So this isn't just a job. People have come here because they want to advance the gospel. They want to get the good news of Jesus out to as many people as possible. As we've started to say here of late, we want to tell the story of Jesus as often as we can to as many people as we can. And Coleman's been with us for almost 4 years now, and we just love having him around.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful group of people, and as I said, God has just raised up an incredible staff, has raised up an incredible group of people, of listeners, of viewers, of folks who have said, hey, I want to join in. I want to be a part. And we call that entire group Basic Gospel Nation.
Yeah.
And, boy, we say thank you to the staff. We say thank you to our listeners, our viewers who give, who contribute, who stand with us financially to spread the word, to get this word out that Jesus Christ is alive to as many people as we possibly can. It's the message. It's the word that people desperately want to hear. So thank you for helping get that word out through Basic Gospel. We greatly appreciate you.
Indeed we do. And from all the staff, Merry Christmas to all of you, our listeners. Well, Bob, you and Richard produced an excellent CD series called The Breakout that addresses the issues that so many people experience during the holiday season. Tell us what's in the series and how it can help those who struggle with the issue of depression at this time of year, or any time for that matter.
Well, we look at life either through a worldly perspective or a godly perspective. And how we respond to the circumstances of life kind of gives you a clue on where you're looking at any given time. And if you're looking at things from a worldly perspective, you have unrealistic expectations about life, your dependencies are in the wrong place, you're depending on money, you're depending on the government, whatever it might be to bring you meaning and purpose to life, when adverse circumstances hit you, you're going to go down a path that starts with fear and anger, then self-pity and depression and loathing and all those sort of things that none of us like to experience. And when we get down in those in that emotional pit, we want to know a way to break out, to break free from that. Well, the only way out is through truth. And this particular series is chock full of spiritual truth, the reality of what Christ Jesus has accomplished for you through his death, burial, and resurrection, truth about your forgiveness of sins, truth about your identity in Christ. And as you begin to focus, have that mind renewed on truth, you begin to say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you see yourself breaking out of that emotional pit that you worked yourself in.
Right.
But the goal isn't just to break out. The goal is a renewed mind, mm-hmm. so that when a circumstance comes your way in the future, you can approach it from a renewed mind perspective instead of an old worldly perspective. So it's the way God grows us and enables us to really trust him as life throws its stuff at us. So it's a great resource. We want to put it in your hands. Our gift to you right now from Basic Gospel.
Absolutely. It's called The Breakout. It's two CDs. And if you or someone close to you are experiencing that gloom that Bob is talking about many times accompanies the holiday season, well, go online to basicgospel.net or phone 844-322-2742 and request your copy of The Breakout. It's, Bob said, it's our gift to you this Christmas. So again, The Breakout at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, Bob and Richard and Andrew, a question from Jeremy that flows perfectly into this particular discussion. He says, first, I want to thank you for your program. I found it several months ago, and it has been very helpful in several areas of my life. I was raised in a Christian school, and my parents taught at that school. I spent most of my life thinking that God loves me, but he is right on the edge of punishing me. I made a profession of faith as a young child, but my understanding was that God was pretty angry at me. I left my freshman year of college frustrated and spent a few years in drugs and alcohol. Much like you, I never once thought Jesus wasn't the way. In 2003, after a church service, when I heard for the first time that Jesus loved me, even though I was a drug addict and had screwed my life up, I marked that as the time that I became a Christian. God was great and took me off the drugs and changed the direction in my life. Shortly after that, however, I had a very troubling time with my faith. I had severely blasphemous thoughts and other thoughts that troubled me greatly. The thoughts were relentless. They made me hate actually being alive. It terrified me. I ended up being put on anxiety medication. Because of my upbringing in a legalistic school, I still struggled with understanding grace. It's like the legalism is hardwired into me. I found your program in the last several months, and it has helped with some of those things. However, in the last few weeks, I have started to have terrible thoughts toward God, just like in 2003. I remind myself of verses that tell me that his tell me of his love, and I doubt him, but I doubt him constantly, and doubt that even if I even love him at all, or doubt that I was actually saved. I recognize many of the things I'm dealing with come directly from the enemy. However, I need to overcome it. Any help you can give would be greatly appreciated. That's from Jeremy.
Bob, thanks for sharing that, and I think we have a lot to say that I think can be helpful to Jeremy in that regard. Andrew, there's lots of things that we can start with, isn't there?
Well, Jeremy's story, I mean, you know, your story reminds me, Jeremy, of, you know, my childhood. I grew up in a Christian school. I had Christian parents, and certainly left that Christian school thinking the very same thing that you did, that, you know, God is going to maybe ultimately save me, but in the meantime, he's pretty ticked off at me. And, you know, I'm so glad that, what you know, it was through the journey of drugs and alcohol that in 2003 you came to know the Lord, and that you really understood that Jesus loves you no matter what and that he'll never let you go. So now we're in that place of testing that. See, the enemy is wanting to erode your confidence. The enemy is wanting to erode your security by serving you these blasphemous thoughts, serving you these thoughts that scare you, that freak you out, that, in your own words, terrify you. And, you know, God's not the author of fear. God doesn't want you to fear what's happening. He says his perfect love will cast out fear. So you're right that it's the enemy. And I think, you know, first and foremost, just knowing that, that it's not you, that it's not your heart, that it's not your spirit, that it's not your identity, that it's not coming from you. And, you know, in those moments, though, the enemy is probably serving you a 1-2 punch here. You know, here's the nasty thought. Here's the blasphemous thought. And then the second thought is, I can't believe you're thinking that. I can't believe this. What's wrong with you? And you call yourself a Christian. So the tempting thought, the temptation, is followed by the accusation. And this 1-2 punch is common enemy strategy. I mean, this is, you know, demonic stuff 101, meaning the enemy is just so good at temptation and then accusation, accusing us by saying, I can't believe you thought that. Well, you know, the accusation there is you don't love God. The accusation there is you don't like God. The accusation is that you are angry at God, or, you know, those sort of thoughts. And so for me, Jeremy, what comes to mind is the final verse in the book of Ephesians. It says, grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. And so my encouragement to you, my friend, is that you have an incorruptible love for God. You'll never get away from that love. God has poured his love in your heart by the Holy Spirit. So your love for God is off the charts. I mean, we only love God because he first loved us. But how did he love us? He loved us by pouring his love inside of us. So you have a love for God that is now incorruptible. And the fact that you get these thoughts, you know, no matter how frequent or how loud they might be, you can recognize their source. Number one, they're not coming from me. They're not coming from my heart. They're not coming from my spirit. They're not coming from who I am. They're coming from a power called sin, and I am not sin. I'm a child of God with an incorruptible love for my dad. So knowing your righteousness, knowing your identity, and knowing your love that is now innate within you because God put it there, that is going to be central as you journey forward.
Yeah, and Andrew, I think that's an excellent point, and that's just really a powerful verse there in Ephesians. That incorruptible love doesn't always manifest itself in feelings, does it?
No.
And that's what we have to get away from. And a lot of times when those thoughts start racing through your minds, that, you know, thoughts of accusation, thoughts of doubt, all of that, those thoughts are going to dictate how you feel at that particular moment. So you don't feel like you're loving God with an incorruptible love. But the fact that you're trusting, the fact that you're resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ, the fact that you are resting in your new identity in Christ, resting in the fact that you're a new creature in Christ, is evidence of that incorruptible love. I mean, that's what that incorruptible love is. You've been made a believer eternally, and a believer in Jesus eternally. And every day that you walk by faith in the truth is evidence of that verse in Andrew, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. That's just powerful.
It is.
Richard?
He said something that I think he was worried. He said that he was hardwired for legalism. Well, that's the problem. We are hardwired for legalism. The flesh is hardwired for legalism. Until we meet Jesus, that's the only option we got. Do more, be better, try harder. And when the flesh is acting up, those are the things it's trying to do. We are hardwired for legalism in the flesh. In Christ, you are hardwired for freedom. Now we have a choice. Are we going to walk by the Spirit or gratify the desires of the flesh?
Yes. Good stuff, guys.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go quickly to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo, who has a question on depression today. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. I have a friend. She said she was depressed. And I asked her what she was depressed about, and she said she didn't know. And I said, you have to know. But anyway, she said she didn't. And that's my question. Can somebody be depressed and not know what they're depressed about?
Well, Mary Jo, excellent question.
Yes.
And guys, what's the answer to that? Can somebody be down in the pits? Can somebody be depressed and really not be able to pinpoint the why of that?
Yeah, I think that can happen for sure. I think that without being able to talk something out, to find help, to find someone that you can talk it through, a believer who knows the Word of God and is ready to help. I mean, being able to talk something out, guys, it sometimes brings things to the surface that we didn't know were there. If we're alone in our thoughts, I would encourage anyone who is in a depression to reach out and get the help they need, find a believer that they trust to talk to. And, people are surprised. But when we reach out, the Bible says we belong to one another. Because we're in the body of Christ and we're each a member of it. So we're not meant to do this Lone Ranger thing. And, sometimes there's depression that can come from a physical ailment, but sometimes there's an emotional turmoil that's just beneath the surface and we're not aware of it. We can't voice it. We can't put words to it. And at that point, I would say ask God to reveal it to you. And certainly, by all means, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help from another believer.
Yeah, I think so. That is such a vitally important point. As far as the body of Christ is concerned, the body is the discipler. We oftentimes want to do one-on-one discipleship projects. I'm going to take this person under my wing and disciple this person, and that's a positive thing. But it's amazing to see the fullness of the body of Christ working on behalf of another individual. So the body of Christ, within the body of Christ, that has the full gifting of Christ Himself. And so get involved, go to a Bible study, be involved with a community of believers, and just let the Spirit of God work through that group in a way they're not even going to know for sure what's going on. I remember we were in Louisville years ago. I was up there starting kind of a branch office for the ministry, and I had a Bible study going, and we started meeting at a home, and one day a couple of the guys came up to me afterwards and said, shouldn't we be out there, stomping out sin in Louisville, or shouldn't we be doing something big for God and all of this? And I said, let me ask you a question. Do you know what's going on right now in this Bible study group, in this 25 group of people? Do you know what's happening here? And said, no, we're just meeting for Bible study. I said, well, look over there at that couple. They are just almost on the verge of divorce. And just the encouragement, just the love that you are giving to them has given them fresh perspective, has gotten them up above this circumstance and out of those feelings of I'm a failure and all of that sort of stuff, and have given them hope. And they're like, wow. And I said, did you see that person over there just lost his job, has been, as down could be, and just your friendliness is lifting him up. How did that happen? Well, they didn't know that God was using them in such a powerful way, but he was. Yeah. And so we cannot underestimate both the power of truth, the power of the gospel, and the power of that truth being lived out within the body of Christ. So as Andrew was saying, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling isolated, go and meet with some other believers. I guarantee you it will be a good boost to your system.
Absolutely. And if you or someone you know is fits that particular situation or circumstance, we have a wonderful 2-CD series called The Breakout, and we would love for you or them to have a free copy of it. All you need to do is simply go online to basicgospel.net or phone 844-322-2742 and request your copy of The Breakout. Share it with someone who is in your family or someone close to you, maybe a workmate or whoever it might be. The Breakout is yours free. BasicGospel.net or 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, for Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.